Hello, and welcome to OV English School. I am so happy you are here. This is episode 0, our very first lesson together. But this episode is a little different. Today I'm not going to tell you a news story. Instead, I'm going to show you exactly how to learn English with this podcast, step by step, so that starting tomorrow you know exactly what to do. But first, a trivia question. How many English words do you need to know to understand 90% of everyday conversation? Is it 10,000, 5,000, or is it fewer? I will give you the answer at the end. Okay, let's begin. Let me ask you something. Think about the last time you tried to learn English. What happened? Maybe you opened a textbook. You read sentences like, "The boy runs to the park." The grammar was correct. The words were real. But the sentences felt empty. They were not connected to anything you actually care about, so they were hard to remember. Or maybe you tried an app. You matched words to pictures. You got points. It felt fun for a while. But a few weeks later, you stopped, and you forgot most of what you learned. You are not alone. This happens to millions of people, and it happens because learning words and grammar is not enough. You need to hear English in a real context, about real things, so the words stick. At OV English School, we do something different. We use real news stories. Every day we find something interesting happening in the world. Maybe a 91-year-old painter in London is suddenly the most famous artist in the country. Maybe scientists discovered something surprising about the ocean. Maybe a small company in Japan created something nobody has ever seen before. We take that story and make it simple. Short sentences, common words, clear explanations. You learn about the same topics that people read in newspapers and hear on television, but in English you can actually understand, and at the same time you learn something interesting about the world. That is the idea. Real English from real life. Now let me show you exactly how each episode works. There are 4 parts, and every episode follows the same pattern. Part 1 is the opening. You are listening to it right now. It is a short welcome, a trivia question to make you think, and a preview of what is coming. Part 2 is the story. This is the heart of the episode, a real news story told slowly and clearly, about 3 to 4 minutes long, simple enough to follow but interesting enough to keep you listening. Part 3 is practice. I ask you 5 questions about the story, I give you a moment to think, then I give you the answer. This part is very important. When you try to answer a question, even silently in your head, your brain works much harder. And when your brain works harder, you remember more. Part 4 is the closing. I reveal the answer to the trivia question, tell you what we learned, and say goodbye. The whole episode takes about 5 minutes. Now let me tell you about the tools we built to help you learn faster. The first tool is the transcript. Every episode has a full written transcript on our website, ovenglish.com. But this is not just text on a page. When you listen on the website, the transcript follows along with the audio. The sentence you are hearing lights up on the screen. You can read and listen at the same time. This is one of the most powerful ways to improve your English because your eyes and your ears are working together. The second tool is the instant dictionary. While you are reading the transcript, if you see a word you do not understand, just tap or click on it. A definition appears right there, instantly. You do not need to stop, open another app, or search for the word. You learn it in the moment, while the story is still fresh in your mind. The third tool is the flashcard system. When you find a word you want to remember, you can save it with one tap. The system will show you that word again later, at exactly the right time. Not too soon, not too late. Scientists call this spaced repetition, and it is the most effective way to move words from short-term memory to long-term memory. You just save the words. The system does the rest. The fourth tool is captions. If you watch on YouTube, turn on the English subtitles. You will see every word on screen while you listen. Reading while listening connects the sounds to the words. Over time, this makes understanding spoken English much easier. And the fifth tool is the study guide. Every episode has a free study guide on our website. It has the key vocabulary, extra exercises, and all 5 practice questions. Everything is free, always. Those are the tools. Now, let me share three habits that will help you get the most out of every episode. Habit number one, listen twice. The first time, just listen. Do not read. Do not look anything up. Try to understand the main idea. How much can you catch? Then listen a second time with the transcript open on the website. Follow along word by word. You will be amazed at how much more you understand. That difference between the first listen and the second listen, that is your brain learning. That is real progress. Habit number two, always do the practice questions. When I ask a question, press pause. Try to answer it in your head, or even better, say it out loud. Then press play and hear the answer. Do not skip this part. It only takes 1 minute, but it makes a huge difference in what you remember tomorrow. Habit number three, 5 minutes every day. That is all you need. Listen while you walk to work, while you cook dinner, while you wait for the bus. One short episode every single day. This is more powerful than studying for 2 hours on a Saturday. Language learning is like exercise. A little bit every day builds real strength. We have two levels. Beginner episodes use short sentences, simple words, and a comfortable speed. They are perfect if you are just starting or know some basics. Intermediate episodes are longer, with more complex language, designed for learners who already understand everyday English. Start wherever feels right, and when you're ready, move up. One more thing. You can always go back. Listen to an old episode again next week or next month. You will understand more than you did before. That is not a mistake. That is how language works. Every time you come back, your brain picks up something new. Now let's practice together. I have 5 questions about what we covered today. After each question, I will give you a moment to think. Then I will give you the answer. Question: what kind of stories does OV English School use in every episode? Answer: OV English School uses real news stories about real people and real events happening around the world. Question: what are the 4 parts of every episode? Answer: the 4 parts are the opening, the news story, the practice questions, and the closing. What happens when you tap on a word in the transcript on the website? A definition appears instantly so you can learn the word while you are still reading the story. Question: what is spaced repetition? Answer: spaced repetition is a system that shows you a word again at the right time, helping you move it from short-term memory to long-term memory. What are the 2 levels of episodes? Answer: the 2 levels are beginner, for people who are just starting or know some basics, and intermediate, for learners who already understand everyday English. Now, the answer to our trivia question. How many English words do you need to know to understand 90% of everyday conversation? The answer is about 3,000, just 3,000 words. That is much less than most people think, and every episode of this podcast is built around the most common, most useful words in English. So every time you listen, you're getting closer to that number. Here is what we learned today. Every episode brings you a real news story in simple English, 5 practice questions, and free tools to help you learn faster. Use the transcript to read along, tap words to learn them instantly, save new words to your flashcards, and most importantly, listen every day. 5 minutes is all it takes. Here's what to do next. Subscribe on YouTube or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Visit ovenglish.com to explore the transcript, the dictionary, and the flashcards. And come back tomorrow for episode 1, your very first real news story. Thank you for being here. This is just the beginning. See you tomorrow.